Sonne haben wir mehr. Kamo Malach hat mir eben ein Sohr Passel vor dem Meer. Now it's a shachab and it's a hamot, because each meal is 5 minutes, each parsi. I saw each parsi is 4 million. So 10 times 4 is 40. But that's from the shachab till the hobby. But you have to subtract 10. From the Shacha to Etz and five from Shkia to Tzikhod. So how much we have left from the Shachana to Shkia? 30 mil. So 30 mil it takes the Malachodim Yeh from Les to Shkia and till midday. So it's 50 mil. So that's the Cheshmah. So he said, He says, now is a shachar and it's a chama chameishis mil. In all of the chsid, by a fich hasdin b'meo, and by eo, by a shachar olo, by yitzu ha-malochi. Because of Hashem is yotz al-oretz, the late bo-tzeo. So in other words, when did the malochim start to wash late in his family at Amra Shachar? And when did they arrive in Tzeah at the Zachama? And he looked the distance, and he looked. Omar Abhamine, with the Chosoli Awasre, the distance from his thing, the Meo to Tseya, Bahu Asre, Bahabe Hamish, Gufe, Omar Ule, Isolde Recheiko, Koshin Yocheli Koneis, Bishashvit. So in other words, it seems the machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi, whether the chikah is determined by the position of the person at the time of chatzis, and if he's so far away that by shkia time he'll not be able to arrive in the Azore, all is determined by the position of the person at sunrise, whether by Chatzis when the Chiyuv of Kom Pesach begins, so we will not arrive by noon is in Machlekes between Tlaboy. So it says, Rav Yehuda Omar Koshin
Yochel. And it's not really, isn't it really not Chatzos, but it's half an hour after Chatzos?
What?
Isn't it half an hour after?
No, that's only with the Rabbanon. It applies to Tfilat Milche, but with the Raise it has no significance.
Yeah.
That's right. With the Raise it can be marked the Tomish of Ben Abayim at 12 sharp.
Because Rashi says it takes the walls before the
Yes, so that's only the Rabbanon.
That's only with the Rabbanon?
Yeah. Because people shouldn't make mistakes. But in the Raise, you can be marked the Tomish of Shachar. Right at 12 o'clock Shabbat. Even the Gabi Mincha, so it's mentioned the din, if Shasat Cha.
You mean Bidiyeve?
Not only the Evet, even the Chatzchile. Suppose you have to go on a journey, and a Tzibo has to go on a journey.
Uh-huh.
And a Tzibo, a whole minyan, 10 Jews have to go on a journey. Yeah. And if you wait an extra half an hour, you won't be able to go on the journey. So then you can Gabi Mincha at 12 o'clock
Shabbat. Who says this?
Indeed, you'll look it up in Mishnah Berurah.
The Mishnah Berurah
Yes. That's the deen. Sometimes it's Nogei Elimais, and you have to take it plain, you know.
You rely on this?
Of course I rely.
Yeah?
I never had to take it plain, you know, so early. But if I had to, and I would have to double, let's say, it's Sibo, because I have your side. I would rely on it.
The head is what? That what? That you can do what?
What do you say?
The head is what?
to dab minchets 12 o'clock sharp, not wait till 12:30.
What? It's the whole Seaboard, only say one person needs to stay.
One person. To accommodate this one person is Sanir and Mishas.
You sure the Mishnah Berurah says this?
Look at that, okay. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it, so the Chayodim say it, okay.
Because I know the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you daven, you don't have to repeat.
So Shasat Chak, the Chatrila is like the Yavid.
It's
the Kalbot. Whenever it's a question of the Rabbana, so Shasat Chak, the Chatrila is like the Yavid. Alright, now the Gemara says that the Dalad of Dalad. Oh my love, she dealt with Paras Rabban. The width of the world, what does it mean, the width of the world? It means of the globe, of the whole globe, let's say, is 6,000 Paras. Bisumchet rekia alpha pass, chodig vore ve chodis vore, sobalo fi hoda oma rabe ve achone oma rabe. Kamo mala chodom beinini, biyein yud passoi, mali sa shachat ve sa chamo heiz mil, mishki sa chamat sa chodom chamish mil, nimtsu uvi yishore kia ayachot mishish bein. The sixth of the day, that's a kodi tour, Mesa, Judei Meir, Uvi Shorotia, Echot Masorbi, the tenth of the day, not the sixth of the day. Teda Kama Malachon, Beni Bein, Esa Pasweis, with a Shacha de Sahama Aboesme, which gives a Hamas to the Kodma Baske, Ninzo, so how much remains from the Sahama to Shkir 16 Meir, and the interval of from the Sahama till the Shahad and the Sahama of from Shkia to the Sahab is 4 mil. So what's the ratio between 4 and 16? 1/8. So that's an eighth of the day.
What's the ratio between what? 4 and what?
4 and 6 and 32. 8. So it's an eighth of the day. So there's a Shaila whether, according to Ram Tam Shiti, it says a Kohavi. When does it become Lailavamo? Only Dalet Milin, after Shkia, after what we call sunset. So, how much do we have to wait? Is 6 of the day 2 hours in an equinox day, or an hour and a half in the equinox day? So that's still, according to Ule, we have to wait 2 hours to do Meloch and Zeh Shabbos. According to the Adra Meire, who said, according to Rabbi Yude, which is the Tane, so we have to wait only an hour and 90 minutes, 90 minutes, an hour and a half. Now, so the Mole says, Meis, Rabbi Yude, only short, Yahu Pasori, Tayla Kamal Holbein, being as a Pasori. Mali is a child, it's a Chama Boesm. Because Chama is a Chama Boesm. It means Uli Shor, Chia, Yachot, Masor, Bihei, Ti Yufte, the Ove, Ti Yufte, Ti Yuvet, Ti Ule, Ti Yufte, Leine, Tebet, Ti Yufte, Rabbi Yechare. Omalo, Hano Bihei, Mildan, Bai Yifin, Leine, Tebet, Ti Yufte, Rabbi Yechare. So Rashi says, Toshma, Abudain, Echot Miubiain, Abude Kohoshi, Likulian, Malisa Shahat is a Kohobi, Mia Bahomish Finally Hobby, Dictone Hoche, Malisa Shaha, but Nessa Hamo Abom Miller, Dying Ruby or Chia, the Hainish Kiosovat is a Kohobi, Abom Miller, Hoshuloho, Poshulo, Lamedvase Miller, Via Nessa Hamo at Kia. But you have to be over with the Ule, the Amre, Shleishim, Neime, Tebet, you have to be a Rabbi Yechanet, Flame name the hot amino leal with the rabbit with the rabbit barapone, Malish Sharab and Sahamo, Hamish is milling, cool rabbit barapone on the long, which made Rabbi Echelon, we tell the Hammond after you've dead. So the Noah says, Rabbahon says, Tiamina no Biamam. Ani, when Rabbi Barapone became Rabbi Echelon, so he was killed, Shapolay, Malish. The halachic day, Malay Sayyim as a hobby, I saw a paraphrase, Blue Perashti Kamo Kidna Sakamo, Yahash Fios, the Rabono, Ule the Rode, she pierced out of all, told with Tadim Bahashuch, Sharib Niodom, the Halchim, Hamisha Milin, Father Kidna Sakamo. So when Rab Hamin said that he evaluated the amount of space covered from the time the late was watched by the Malachim until the time later arrived in Zeah to be Hamisha Milim. But there it was because they rushed him, so they urged him to run, not to walk with average pace, but to run. So Milim was able to traverse by running space Hamisha Milim. But when one walks with average pace, he can only traverse 4 mili. So the question is against the Rambam, how does the Rambam pass in the Echad Mishisha B'yeh? So if you ever heard that the Nogim of Blisk, so the Chaim passed for everybody, let's say when he had a Shaila in Blisk Mili, how much, let's say, if a baby was born, Friday night, let's say half an hour after Shkia. So then naturally would pass in that the priest should take place on Sunday, not on Shabbos, because maybe it's still Friday, and Friday, but I'm not sure that it's Friday. Maybe it's already a Shabbos day. So really you have to be sure that you amal the baby with his money. So he would pass in an eighth of the day, pass in Shabbos others. But he himself...
90 minutes, right?
What?
90 minutes.
90 minutes.
What?
But he himself, he didn't do melochem in Soi Shabbos, and he didn't even dab mayer and say krishme in Soi Shabbos until 2 hours after Shkia.
How about from one day Yom Tov to Yom Tov Sheni?
Well, Rav Chaim was machmir.
What did he do? Lel Shabbos, if a baby was born Friday night, half hour after Shkia?
So he would pass, like everybody else would pass at home.
That
the priest has to take place on Sunday.
So not sure if he was born Friday or Shabbos?
Yet, we're not sure whether he was born on Friday, so then the priest has to take place on Friday.
And from
or on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos, and you cannot be Mechal.
So when would he allow the baby to be gemalt on Shabbos?
If the baby was born
late,
more than 90 minutes after Shkia.
More than 90 minutes after Shkia.
Even though less than 2 hours after Shkia.
Here's Mahmer 2 hours for himself.
What?
Here's Mahmer 2 hours.
2 hours to do Melochem.
Not a sextal?
Even to daven every night, married and Tishma.
Not a sixth of the day?
A sixth of the day, 2 hours. Let's say in the summertime, it would be more. Right. And in wintertime, it was Mahmer 2 hours. So the Kashi is against the Rambam. The Gemara says to Yufti Diule, and the Rambam passes that Ligabi Derech Recheiko, that it is Echad Mishish Miei, Tesvog Milin, that means half of 30. So that's like Ule. All right, we'll discuss it tomorrow. From the Shachar, Adanetz is Chomish Milim, and the Reiser for Buddha says that from the Shachar, Chomish Milim, so from the Chomish to Shkia means 16 from the Chomish to Chatzos, and 16 from Chatzos to Shkia Chomish, so the Leila is 4 Milim, it's 4 Milim, not 5 Milim. And the Rambam passes that the Derech Recheiko is 50 mil, so that's like So what is Tarek? Because of that, Reb Chaim was makpid to observe his extra. And every day you got the Kriya Shema.
So the Zexta is what? 1 6? How do you get 1 6?
1 6.
Yeah.
The ratio of 5 to 30.
Why 30? Why do, where do you get 30?
Ule says that.
That what? What does Ule say?
Makam malacholim v'ei mesapasois. That's 4 years. Miyam neshachar adanetz 5 years. Nishkiya sachamo as is a chobin 5 years. So how much remains from this to shkiya?
30.
So you divide it into two halves. So, so.
No, 5 out of 30 is 1 6.
Yes.
That's it.
That's what I said. Some melee, second Mishishviyeh, and the Gemara says, do you have to do it? Because Rabbuda says, it's Mishmeh Leviyeh. So why did I not possibly do it with Rambam? Jay Milchas from Pesach. Halacha says, Mishol Rabbeinu, who bring Yerushalayim, Yim Hagoso, Ma'aliyah Shemesh, not like Rashi who says, Machatzeis, when the Chiyuv of Kom Pesach begins, but Ma'aliyah Shemesh, the day when there is a Chiyuv of Kom Pesach. Hamishos Amir Yasa, Harei Zedah Rechei, O Yerbeinu, Dinot Ochas Mizeh, אינם דרך חיים, משום יוכל להגיע לרשליים אחר הסייס, שישיהלך ברגל ונחס. So what does ברגל ונחס mean? There are three possible ways. One is how much an average person, when he runs, doesn't run, but he runs, how much will he cover? And another pshat is, that's not ונחס. Nachas means walking, not running. Kishiyorutso horono beritze. He says kishiyalech beragla benachas. But then there are two possible interpretations. One meaning that benachas means fast pace. Benachas in a relaxed manner. Nachas doesn't mean average pace. It means benachas without excitement. The person runs, he's excited, he doesn't feel great, you know. But nachas means in a relaxed manner, but it can be in a relaxed manner with fast pace and slow pace. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So melee, in order to reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara that says the Yufta Deule, we'll have to say that the Yufta Deule, because Ule mentioned the Raya by Yitzhu HaMalochim. And there, by Yitzhu HaMalochim, so they rushed. He didn't walk. They ran. So then they covered a haymill in the interval between Amad HaShachar and Nesachamo. But when one walks Nachas, even fast pace, so then when one walks B'Nachas, let's say, so then average pace, not fast pace, so then he can cover only in the interval between Amar Shachar and Etzachamo formula. But the Rambam when he says 5 mil, he has reference to fast pace, not to average pace. Fast pace, but not running pace. Walking fast. So why does the Gemara say to Yufta Deule? Because Ule didn't say it in Sarakabole. He said it because of Chavchanin's memory, or by Yitzu HaMalochim. But the Gemara says that there it was running pace. So that's why it's to Yufta Deule. But this is true. This is true, I mean, that fast pace, you can cover 5 mil. That's why the Rambam says, fast pay, the haymill. Now, so that's what I thought. But then I found Shneis Leo in Brocha says it, and there is a mocha for it in Rabbi Hananel's Pirush, Pesachim, Perek Mishahol.
Wait, can you repeat your explanation again? Because I don't seem to understand what you're saying.
Both could be true. What Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braise, that Malachotum B'Yei, Chamam L'Shachat V'Nesachamo, is for meal, could be true. And what Ula says, that Malachotum B'Yei, Chamam L'Shachat V'Neis, is 5 meal, could also be true. But Rabbi Yehuda has reference to walking pace, average walking pace, not fast walking pace. So if you walk average pace, see as benignus, not fast and not slow, so then you can, you cover.
Only forward.
Only forward. But if you walk fast pace, not wrong, fast pace,
then you cover 5.
Then you cover 5. So why does Moses say, that you have to do that? Because two Moses says, known it before, that Ulis Raya is from Chanina's family, the Di Chosle Ayasne, the Havale, Heimil, the space between Zdeim and Tzea is 5 mil. But they are by Yitzhakzi, in other words, they were running, the Malachim rushed him to run, not to walk. So then he covers 5. But when you walk, then you cover only 4. If you walk with CS Benes, then you cover only Dalad Mil. But the Esem Aloche by itself could be true. In other words, that when you walk with fast pace, not Psyas Benes, but Psyas that are fast, so then you cover 5 mil in the interval.
Right, but in terms of calculations, we should be using the 4 mil calculation, not the 5 mil.
What difference does it make?
Of course it makes a difference.
What difference does it
make? Because you cannot change Matthias based on your on how fast you walk. Just because you walk faster. Just because the person.
I don't mean this person.
Yeah.
This person might be indulging marathon. We are talking about an average
person. An average person, okay? Doesn't make a good look, but just because an average person, if he walks quickly, he can cover 5 mil.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect the Ben Ashmashos.
Also, the question
how
is,
does that change the Ben Ashmashos?
The shiur of Derech Echeicho depends upon an average person walking fast pace.
That's all fine. But in terms of calculation of Benos Mashos, we should not be using a 6. We should be using an 8. I understand how you have reconciled the Rambam.
Why can't you use one?
Because as far as
guideline instead of
no,
the other.
Because the Gemara says
there's nothing intrinsic.
There is
what?
Because the Gemara Pesachim says
what the Gemara Pesachim.
The Gemara says that really we should be using the slope, the average pace. The nachas, not the fast pace, as far as the calculation of Venus
Marshall. So that's what I'm coming to. So Rashi explains it that way. But the Goyen says the Rambam is a different show. Rabshim Gamliel Eimer Rashi Alam L'Shach Hu Hei Yopnei HaMizrach Bilo Yayelas HaShach. Because there is Yayelas HaShach, there is the morning star, and there is Am L'Shach.
What's the morning star?
Morning star, the Yerushalmi Brocha says, is 5 million or 4 million before the Am L'Shach. Don't. But Al Pidin, the morning star, has no significance whatsoever.
So where in Halacha do we find the concept of Ayelus HaShachar?
I don't know. Al-Pidin, I don't know, it's only an astronomical thing. Maybe it's Nigel Krishna, because Krishna depends upon Zman Shriva Zman Pini. So since many people, when there is some light, you know, radiating through the window at the morning star, so then they get up, so maybe it could be Mutai. So we could explain the Lord, but except for that, there is no halachic significance in the morning star, except astronomical significance. So he says, יומו בירושלמי, מהילס השחר עדי ירמיז רוח ודלת מי. הוא פסק הרמב״ם ולכתחילה זמן קרי השמעת חצי, ובדיעבד השיאלה השחר. והראש לפסקים, בספורס הרמב״ם נראה, כמו שמפורש בירושלמי, הימייסי שבו, ולנמריל פוליק וולטית כבוי כבוסי, בהור עדמי הפוליק הרבון, ליאוב את אודי כבוסי, ורב דרכי בפוליק ולא יאוב את זה. כפירי שאף חב גם לי הוא פולי, איך הוא בידוי לכבוסי, או אף שהוא ירן לי הפולק האחרון, הוא היה בעוד בידוי לנגח האחרון בכלי רבי פידו, ואיך פוסק הנמליל, איך פוסק האחרון לכבוסי נגד האחרון, ומשנה די השאול מסס, תנון מוצאים לי קיים די וכחון, ורם אוכל מוצאים לי קיים די וכחון, אומר לו נעבדים מובדי כבוסי, משפר לך תחילו מידע לנמליל, שאין לי קריס אלו עד חציף, וכך פוסק לחתחיל על חצי. הרמליל is only saying the Eved. So where is to the Rabon? As Rabin explains it. So the Chachonim were Matvi Adikim HaMitzvah of Krishna. If somebody neglectfully, so it did not read Kriya Shema until midnight. So Rabin says, the Chachonim were not Matvi Adikim HaMitzvah. But Rabin is made it that Lechatchile every Jew is required to read Kriya Shema before midnight. וכן הוא בהדר ירושלמי, דרב שמעון בן יוחאי פוליט על הורס מיסה, יקום השם על הודר הנמליל, אסיק הנמליל, כמשם הידיתון בשם רב שמעון פומי שמכיר את שרי שני אחס לפני עם לשחר, ויחס לעמך על אחר עם לשחר. אם קיים, בואות קרישנה, הרמליל על בי אביס והפישחס כנוייבו כמד אומר רב זירה תונח ותרבלזר ורבה ברבה חונה הכיר עם הרשם ישבו הרי בהדי לפליגי ופוסק ישו דורי לי כרב שימן so that is there is one lotion to know in Borges according to which the Rambam doesn't pass like that even if you read the Krish Bishoyei before Amad HaShachar some kind of was so the shal is what it means you can be the kind of mitzvah of Krishna Shoyen when you read it 1 o'clock in the morning 2 o'clock in the morning so the pshat is according to that mandoma if you read it after the Ayelas HaShachar after the morning star so there is a streak of light already and many people get up from the sleep from bed
which mandam are you going in?
What?
Which mandam are you in first?
In one lotion in Rav Shimon Yochai
the what?
In Moed Achas
what is it?
That if somebody reads Krishna Shalei before Amla Shachar is eight how can he eat? It's night when he eats it if he reads it at 1 o'clock in the morning no the answer is after Ayel Shachar there is already a streak of daylight from the Meleis, it's his man Kime to some people. And Krishna does not depend upon Yem and Lilo, but upon his man Kime and man Shrine. So after Ayelas HaShachar, according to Oman Dona, it's considered already his man Kime. Then he says, what the Rabbi and the Gemara Yume, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Bachogi, Hakiri Man Sham Yishmer, and Shamishna that was before the Akrode of the Shachis, of the Tomish of Shachis, so it was before the Amla Shachar. So is Yeisi. How is Yeisi? Because it's after the Ayel HaShachar. Harei beheaded the Bridi of Kosek and Shuyam Bridi Kerab Shina. Loch and Kosek and Lifka Lossi. Vishio Amla Shachar, Kosek Rambam, Shul Shoh Vechim Mishoh. It's 72 minutes. והיינם הוד אמינו בפסוחים שמלכותים דיין יעשו פרסויץ והיינו יפי שוריץ ומליס השחר שמעל עוד על הגבירים שהוא פרסו הוא שור וכן וטייס ושם בדלב כוסרו מליס השחר הנמס החמו הוא הימו what to lift it up so the boy makes a correction instead of hymn he puts down an allegory in the poem what I just said we don't have to be in touch because Abel could also be it all depends whether you walk with every chumzias or you walk with fast pace
I don't understand.
Why did you listen?
You mean when the Gemara says Hey Milan, it means if you
the
walk in...
The Gemara says the roof to the Ule. It means the roof to the Ule.
From the average face.
The Raya that Ule has from a Pchaminis memory, Hayi Chosel Al Yasre, they have a Hey Milan from Zdein to Tzeah.
Yeah, that's fine, but the question is, let's say we want to now compute, how long should Ben Hashemashas be, right?
So the question is, in what kind of space do you want to compute it?
But, you see, you cannot get two different numbers, no matter which approach you take. Ben Hashemashas is the same.
The numbers represent different space.
But it's the same time period. How can you get different values? It's the same thing.
Hey Milan Dalgil is not in measure in time. It's a measure in space.
Okay, to be a measure in space.
People had watches.
It doesn't make a chiluk, but look, Ben Hashemashas, we all agree that Ben Hashemashas is the same time period, right?
That's right.
We just have to argue how to measure it.
How to measure it.
So therefore, no matter which approach you take, you better end up at the same ending
you
point.
You do end up at the same.
No, but according
if you define what kind of measure you are having.
But that doesn't work according to
why
you.
Why doesn't it work?
Because according to your calculations, right?
Yeah.
According to one approach, Ben Hashemashas lasts 1/6 of the day. According to the other approach, it's 1/8.
It all depends what kind of an interval it is. So the
but it's the same object.
The Dalet mil and the Hey mil could mean the same thing.
How do you measure it then?
In space, you measure it in space. How much space?
So you're saying
the person covers when he walks from the Amla Shachar till Nesacham.
So
you want to say like this, that if you're working with the 5 mil approach, then a meal would be 18 minutes. But if you're working with the 4 mil, then a meal would be 20. Then the meal would be 20 minutes.
Why 20? Well, you have 20
minutes. Longer.
You don't have 20 minutes. You don't have 20
minutes. 22 and a half or whatever.
No, that's it. In the Hey Milan, okay.
You're going to say that if you take the 4 mil approach...
Then it's 22 and a half. If the interval between
is 4 mil,
is 4 mil,
then you'll take 22 and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to change our meal definition of meal. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that
it's
means
artificial change.
Artificial change.
It's not an nutrition change.
Okay, so you're saying both agree that it's going to be.
All right. Let's see the boy.
2 hours, right?
The boy in here, you know. That's the unique thing about Shmisi Lior. The goyim is a goyim, so you require a pills, you know. In two words,
so what other growth do you have?
Shmisi Lior.
Right, that's one.
It's marich, it's very marich.
Oh, so you didn't finish reading the show?
Of course not, you didn't let me.
Okay, I'm done.
V'nira shetou seifa u'piteisvus. V'sochvim ataladim. V'yigiu im hemilim afashem forshim. Shetiva ateisvus hem kitiva amma. So the Goyen assumes that actually it was written on the manuscript Talmud. But then a certain student was reading the Tesfes, and he knows that the Rambam says Emil, so he says how did Tesfes make a mistake in that, so he changed it into Emil, and now he recorrects it, and he's browser it to the Liege. Alright, he push it. Hob hedi amin mishoyot, im alle shas de himmel mit doch un sham himmelle, in der shat de sefer mit dis. Di sokh im dalig mit. Di yu himmel im khoshim forshim, ki da teis fes im himmel. Ki di ramba, di tin dalig mit sho de khim. Di teis fes katone sho nacht, di kach yu himmel. De himmel in yut pasoy shushmis. Ba yu mei shoyis. I show next to 1/8 of 12 hours is 90 minutes. Look, half again, the thing in Shah has ever lived in Shah Brochus. However, the Tesis and Brochus also said Amen. So it's not only one Tesis and Brochus, it's a Tesis and Brochus, a Tesis and Brochus. So he says, it's all a Tesis. The Nirad is
set. But just one more thing, according to what you said right now, there's no Hasaga of 1 and a half hours. You must wait 2 hours. Therefore, there's no basis for you to make a distinction between 1.5 hours and 2 hours. You should always wait 2 hours. You said you daven
2 hours, that's a kavdur.
Yeah, that's how you... If you're going to be machmer...
But if you say, 1/8 of 12 hours, how much is 1/8 of 12 hours?
No, but you said that there, that calculation says meal changes, but they agree it's going to be the same time period. So therefore, you said that for Maariv, you're mako after 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
There's no basis for that.
Why not?
According to your explanation.
Because
there's no basis of 1.5 hours.
Because
I must machmir from
Irei.
Right.
And I'm not
from
the...
So once,
Mimanashak,
if you don't... Right, I understand. If you don't want to be machmir for Ezra Prime, then you might as well daven Maariv after 72 minutes.
That's right.
But you said you're machmir 1.5. There's no svara 1.5.
What?
There's no svara 1.5.
It's enough for me to be machmir 1.5. Not 2 hours.
I'm just saying there's no basis 1.5. Al Pisvara, there's no basis 1.5. Either 72 or 2 hours. But I don't see where you get 1.5, according to your present explanation. According to your new explanation of reconciling the Rambam.
The basis is to be machmer like a time.
But then you should wait. Either you wait all the way. Come on, you can't do that.
I don't have to machmir without the Kriyas Mavar.
So then you might as well daven after 72.
Okay, all right, fine, you're right. But that's the way I've been acting. All the years I'm not going to change. Okay, the Asayim Uyvesh HaShok Utah.
What?
So that's the Rosh HaTeis. This was not another question. When we say that the day in this Tishrei is 12 hours, does it mean it's 12 hours from the Shachamo to Shkir Shachamo, or it means that it's 12 hours from the Shachar to Shachar? So that's a common, universally known astronomical fact, that in equinox time, so it's 12 hours from the Shachamo to Shkir, from the Shachar to Shachar, it's about 15 hours. About 15 hours. So that's a simple thing. The famous Kesachamo, the Lochei, Alutachayim Shebechirek, Unir and Bodum Alaylo Shebechayim, Shebemish name from it, Bainim Nishar Nesachamo, who is the lawyer, but died in Alaylo and Nesachamo, the famous Kesachamo, the Lochei, the Zayo Dua, the Chok Robert Rayam, When I mentioned Haman Pasoyis Haman Pesachamo Tishkir, but Rabbi Bachone made a mistake, and he thought that I meant from the Shachar to this Ekov. So he says, that's caution. He says, Lomel Meimar Amno Kamo Biyomu.
Right.
ועדת, חלב ואחון עדת, מהשחר, נס, טלגמל, הימילי, מהנס, משפיעס, החמאס, שכחובים הימיל. ועדת, why do you do you say, ויהיינו טועה, מקדמה וחשוכה, ויהירה. So why do you say it? Boy, my the comedy toy the hosh from Kadma Kashefe, who are toys, my the hosh very million with them a prize, ask me that a building movement now. So I'll give her a beer and no more with more, Nimso Ugi, so a tea after the Shishabi, finding my hills a shaha. As I said, Hodding my saw of a soy, say hey, now boy, million, and now is a shaha, the Sahamo, hey, million, the hill is scarce a hammer, and says, I scarce a hammer. עד שיש הכחובים נשאר מנסחם השקיר שלושה מיל ונקים מה שמהלך מהריס השחר עד נסחם הוא איך הוא בשישה ביהם הוא שפיה אבל בפייס בטון הרביד אין הוא מי שרותי אך מסור ביהם והיינה שמהריס השחר עד נסחם הוא דלת מיל וכן נשקיע שכחובים ומי שרו למדווי זמילים הרי איך הוא נשמיני ביהם ויכול מה שהוא איך הוא מסור ויהי חושב מה שהחם ומהלך אהובי גם כן ואין מה שויך לביהי וכך נפורש הרמב״ם שהדיוד הסובה שמה שעוד אומרים לביהי מגיעים פסויז היה נסחם אשכי סחם וכן היבי שויז ונסחם אשכי סחם והדלת מילים are exclusive of the men מילים והדלת מילים הם לבד המן מילים של לביהי וכן הדלת מילים שאח אשכי so that means that including the Dalet Milim that he walks from the Shachar to Netz, the Dalet Milim that he walks from Shkia to Zet Chodim, so altogether he covers 48 mil, not 40 mil, not like Rashi and Tesis, they explain that the interval, the space that he walks from the Shachar to Netz and from Shkia to Zet Chodim are included in the 40 mil. It's excluded, it's exclusive of the 40 million. So together with the space he walks from the Shachar to Netz, and together with the space he traverses from Shkia to Sekhovim, it's 48 million. The Kachm Forsh Ramam Shrakhude Soba, Shodom Hele Vyei Yud Pasois, Haimetz Hamash Kesham, Vechina Yisfoi Yisum, Neshamash Kesham, Vadal Gilem Vivadam Emil, של אביהי, וכן אדון עדל דמון שחשתיה, והגמור פה שתי פושס, א', שאין אומרו שעד נסחמו, הוא אין מילים, וכן נחשתיה, ורב יהודה אין רשו דלת מילים, והבייס, שאין אומרו שהוא אחד משישו, וחשתים מה שמה לאחד וכן נסחמו, גם כמעבו אין מילים, וכן מה שאלך, אך רשתיה, ורב יהודה אין חשת איסו, ואומר שהוא אחד מעשור ביהם, ויאמרו תיופתא דרבי, ויאמר עד עד נסחם ראי מילי, וכן מעולה, so is תיופתא that part that he mentioned ראייה כאן רב חנינה, כאן בייעוץ המלוכת, ומוצא זוכן מעולה, ומקשר לימה תהבה, תיופתא דרבי יחנה. ופרס רבי יחנה שאומר, שמלכון מילים עשור פסויז, ומה שהולך כנן לסחם עוד אחרי שתהיה, זה נביא לו חושב כן, ומשנה עמוד בימום לדמרי. מה שאומרתי שאומרים לי מה שאומר פסוליס, היי מגרומה, שהוא מנסחם אשכי סחם, and the extra 8 million is outside the 4 million, so together it will be 48 million. ורבונו לטוי לחשבים וקדמי, פרשם חשבים, היו פסוליס מעליס השחר, ומחשב אחרי שתהיה. אבל אני לא אמרתי לנסחם להשקיע, והיינה כרב יהודה, וכן נפועד בירושלמי, נמצא לו איזה שחר נסחמו, ועל אודם דלת מילים, ונחמו בו ישרותיע, ודלת מילים לעשירי של מיס פסויס, הרי גם כי מהלך אחד מעשירי ביהי, הרי בהגה, שמה שמהלך אודם יד פרסי, הוא מהנסחם להשקיע, אם כן כשמהלך בישרויס, יד פסויס, הרי בשור וכן ישו פרסו, שהוא דל מילים, כך כוסף רמב״ם, שמוסה שרה נסחם הוא ראשון החמש. That's the goy נסום ערך. In the goy is a goy only rose for himself, not for anybody else. But the quality soil was lucky. that they got the Hagois. So Mele was, so it's in two words and three words, but it's in Yud HaMeich HaMove. But in Shnei Silio, you don't have to concentrate so much. You just feel relaxed that you can understand
it. Well, he wrote it when he was 7 years old, right?
What?
Mishnah Seliyahu.
Who says so?
That's what I heard.
I never heard it in my life. There is Marich Havel Avolim, the Zion Avolim of Gehelis. So it's Marich, half a page on that.
Where does he talk about the Zion Avolim of Gehelis?
Here he has many pieces, extraneous.
Yeah,
and he says, oh, in the beginning.
Yes.
You can look through all of it. You can look it through in 5 minutes. Now, what actually the Rach says, now, you look over the Rach yourself, I mean, I don't have to go over it, but the Rach says what the Shnei Seliyahu says. The Rach Rav Nachman. The Goyen didn't see the Rav Nachman.
So what does the Goyen basically say? That what?
That it's Hainach. That Hei Milin and Dalet Milin could mean the same thing.
He says that?
That's what it says. That's what it says. Alright, now, let's go to the Gemara. I would like to finish up the Gemara after Rav Hanina is going to kill.
Wait, this is the only basis where we know the Rambam holds of the sixth Zexel?
That's right, the Zexel. But Rav Chaim did not take notice of the Shnei Seliyahu and not of Rav Nachmanah, because Rav Chaim observed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's actually observed it like Abimael. Do I know what is an extra Gemara?